I say, yo.
Yo.
LGTV, what it is.
What it do? LGTV the podcast.
Live and direct, right at you.
We miss
waiting on G baby. Gear Bear. G Monroe.
Gear Bear. G Monroe.
Chigolo.
There you go.
Double Law. Yo.
We live?
We live.
We live, my boy. Get it.
Yeah, I'm here. That nigga's in your car. I'm better sound and shit. What's up?
What's up with it, boy?
Shit, man. We're gonna start episode 2.
Go ahead and introduce yourself, Gary, to the audience. Let them know who you is.
Nigga, we don't got no damn audience. Not yet.
Delete this.
They coming, bro. They coming. This is going out to the audience. Matter of fact, I'm releasing this to everybody, bro. So this is going out. I'm posting it on Facebook everywhere, bro. We live today.
So let them know who you are, Gary.
Yeah, I mean, just introduce yourself to episode 1. I'm Gary. I'm a shit talker. I'm gonna keep it real. Fuck all that sugar coating. Fuck Charles Barkley. Fuck Shannon Sharp. I'm the real bitch. I'm the originator, the innovator, the shit talker, the big cane walker.
We ain't gonna never get picked up, bro. We're gonna be on YouTube for the rest of our lives, bro.
Hey, I'm cool.
Whoa, you good?
Yeah. I'm good. Hey, I'm good at the ground. Shit, it's okay.
Hey, why I sound like you're on a walkie-talkie? I can't understand.
Because I'm talking away from the phone, because I know how to do this shit. Because we ain't all together. So it's probably like we're supposed to.
Just hold it like a regular phone call, bro. You can just hold it regular.
See, that's what I said.
It worked best like that anyway.
Niggas on.
Now I can't even understand what you're saying.
Yeah, now I think your signal's terrible. Probably got cricket or something.
Oh, man, your signal's horrible.
That might sound like a messed up.
I can't understand. Hey, look, we gonna get into real quick how we met, bro.
Matter of fact, Gary the middleman and all that, bro.
Yeah. Oh shit, we met like a freshman year at college at University of Pines Park.
Yeah, Tyler, Texas. Shout out East Texas. You know, shout out to East Texas.
That's so weird. The pool at the, I think that's how we met. At the fucking pool.
Me and Trey met Gary first, and niggas waiting on Lou. Didn't know who Lou was.
Waiting on Lou.
Ain't no slow ass dude on his phone talking about huh every 10 minutes.
Yeah, I wasn't out there yet, but then what happened? So then.
When me and Vontae met Gary at the pool, Gary's already mad at Lou's like, yeah, I gotta go help this dude move in. He ain't here yet.
He really didn't have to help. Like, you know what I'm saying? I had it handled.
They're like, man, this Lou already lazy. Who's this dude? Like, just.
Yeah, bro. Then me and Trey and Vontae had a class together, but I didn't know y'all knew Gary. And then I think we went down, we started playing pool, and that's how I met y'all. That's how I was like, oh, we got class together.
Shout out to Professor Doty one time.
Doty, shout out Doty. If you ever listen to this, Doty, we love you. You pushed us. You made us come to class when nobody else would.
8 o'clock in the morning.
8 o'clock. If you ain't there at 8:01, the door's locked. You're not getting in. You're not getting in.
Damn. That's real. Damn. That's real. She had y'all like that. 8 o'clock. Door's locked. Yeah.
8 o'clock. But yeah, bro. That was, man, that's been 8 years now, bro. 2010, bro. Been locked ever since.
Shit, really, you just said 8 years ago. God damn.
Hey, I'm telling you, bro, it passed by quick, bro. Been rocking ever since, though. So now we here, LGTV podcast, bro. We trying to get this rocking. We got a lot of stuff to discuss. We just had a diss track drop. We got game 6 tonight. We had game 5 last night. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. What y'all trying to run by first, bro?
Let's not forget about the NFL with the anthem and all that.
We got a lot of stuff to touch on.
It's basketball season, so I think we should talk about basketball first.
Let me go into the basketball real fast. All right. So at the beginning of the playoffs, before a playoff game was played, I predicted the Cavs. Vontae predicted the Rockets. And I think Lou had the Warriors, right? And I said the Cavs was going to win because LeBron was going to have the easiest path. And besides the Pacers and now the Celtics, he would, because if he make it, he would be playing the Rockets with the hurt CP3 and a James Harden who's off, or he could get the Warriors with the inconsistent Steph, hurt Clay, hurt Andre, and the KD. I guess he's just mentally retarded. He don't know what he want to do now. So I feel like if he can get past the Celtics, I feel like that platter is still there. I think LeBron can take the ring. I'm holding with my same vote.
Okay, I got you. I got a question for you about that. I know you got great points, but they had to play just to beat the Pacers. They had to go to game 7.
But he beat them, though, right?
But shit, he had to play 48 minutes in game 7 to beat the Pacers. Hey, I know that. He got the win, bro, but look how hard he had to play to beat the Pacers.
I'm sticking with my team and my reason. Anybody else want to change their team?
Then the Raptors don't count. The Raptors, he owned them. He just had fun. That was his best series. He just had fun.
So who did you have win in the finals, Gary?
Exactly.
I don't predict.
The Steelers?
You don't predict. The Steelers.
Hey, well, yeah, look. Put Big Ben in the point guard position, we still won't win. Shit. Bullet pass.
I had the Warriors, of course, like Trey said, so I'm sticking with that, even though it looked kind of shaky. Gary, do make a good point. If you take 7 games to beat the Pacers, how you gonna look? And you're tired right now. Not only are you already tired, but you have to win a game to even get to the Warriors. Potentially, you got to win a game 6 tonight. You got to get to a game 7. Win a game 7, which we obviously know. If they win both of those games, it's because LeBron went crazy. So,
but think about it like this. But like, I'm sorry to interrupt you.
No, you good.
But remember, we were cracking jokes and all that. We say LeBron will go for 40 something, blah blah blah. LeBron had a 40-point triple double and still lost in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
So how much crazier can he be?
Hey, Harden had a 40-point game. He did what he did. He lost. I mean, it happens.
But I'm just saying. We keep saying LeBron going crazy. LeBron went crazy so many times so far and still lost a couple games.
I mean, we definitely know his teammates got to do something. But if he don't go crazy on top of them doing something, they don't win. It's like, period.
Period. You gotta get 20 points from somebody else to win. No, 20, 30 points.
No, not 20. If Kevin Love gets 15, JR and George Hill contribute. You don't.
I'm talking all together. That's how bad his crew been. You need 30 points all in total from at least 7 other niggas all together.
Let me ask Vontae why he think the Rockets still will win the chip, because we ain't heard from Vontae since CP3 went down.
Yeah, right. He was on the couch crying.
I felt the sadness from miles away. Yeah,
the boy went ghost.
Now I still feel like people talking about how bad James Dunn played. I still feel he can come out easily and have a 40-point game
and kill him.
And but I also think if it go to a game 7, I just got a feeling CP3 gonna play, bro. I don't know how effective he gonna be, but he's gonna play.
I feel like I said earlier in the chat, like CP3 ain't locking stuff up defensively. You just need him out there to yell and communicate on the court, hit a clutch shot every now and then. He ain't doing no acrobatics. He ain't dunking on nobody. He ain't doing no reverse layup. So I don't know how he hurt his hamstring. He's just old.
But if I'm the Warriors, I immediately go at that nigga and get, if it's a game 7.
Yeah,
if it's game 7, you gotta attack the hamstring.
You know, so. It might become a point to where it's actually bad trying to play him. Like, I know he's going to play. This is probably his only chance to make it to the finals. But at the same time, if it's not the best option to play him, then
Dan Tony ain't gonna Van Gundy himself.
No, I just feel like, if it goes to the games, like with the energy level in the building, he gonna be amped up now. I think they'll see how he go. If he start out bad, I mean, you gotta pull him, but it's interesting.
I plan for 15 minutes and send him down.
It's interesting to see game six, though. Is KD gonna try to just, because he's been taking a lot of heat these past couple of days. Is he gonna try to just go out there and force the game, or is he gonna stick to their game plan? It's gonna be interesting to see.
That surprised me that he was 1-for-9 in the fourth quarter the past two games. 1-for-9.
Yeah, see,
he only attempted 9 shots. 9 shots in 2 games in the fourth.
That's just as bad. That's just as bad as
LeBron.
I'm saying like CP3. I'm sorry. I'm talking about Harden. I mean, Kevin Durant been looking as bad, just as bad as James Harden been looking. CP3.
James Harden do more when he ain't on. He'll be play defense. He'll still set up plays with the assist. He'll still rebound. Like, you gotta do something else or your shot ain't falling, bro.
CP3, I mean, like I said, James Harden been looking bad, but CP3 done held them together these last two games, for real.
Exactly. And they all say you got to play a perfect game. Is
there any of y'all who think that the Warriors going to lose tomorrow without
Chris Paul? I feel they could. Anybody? They could, yes. I do. Because I've been saying this since the beginning of the year, but nobody believed me. They have gotten worse. The Warriors have gotten worse. The bench is worse. They're getting more sloppy in their play. They play out cruise control. They keep waiting on that third quarter to come so they can have that one big run and blow a team out, and hopefully they can hold on to the lead. They've been playing that all year long.
That's why it's hard to be a dynasty, because like Kobe, when they went with Powell 3 times in a row, you get kind of bored. Like, you just
get content. You get bored and content.
Yeah.
That's why. I mean, I hate LeBron, but that's why him going so many years in a row is definitely impressive. I'm sick of it, but it's definitely impressive. I'm tired of
it. Great point, Lou.
I'm not a hater, bro. I'm just tired of it. I'm tired of this nigga in the finals.
And I quote, I hate this nigga. I hate this nigga. I can't stand this nigga in the finals. God damn. End quote.
One thing I will say, though, somebody on another network brought up a good point. They talked about how late in the season,
nothing free. I feel you, Vontae. Nothing free.
Late in the season, that the Rockets, even though they was blowing people out, like they was still playing, and the Warriors sitting mid third quarter, like, bro, they having to play these 40 minutes when you shorten the bench. I mean, you got to have that energy to be out there and go play, bro. But I mean, you see, it's affecting them.
The Warriors also, the last two games, the Warriors' late game effectiveness has been horrible. Last two games, like, is they're not used to, you know, playing close. They obviously be killing people usually. So they've been getting exposed these last two games. In late game situations, they've been terrible. Like, their offense just looked like nothing like it does normally. Like, it just looked horrible.
Look at the last game in the last position, giving this to Draymond. Draymond fumbling the ball.
Well, let me ask this. How do y'all feel about, because a lot of people been killing him, how you feel about Quinn Cook taking the shot?
Oh, you got to take that shot. If you pass up that shot, I'm sitting you next to me for 6 months. So that includes next season. You sitting next to me. You can't pass up an open look.
Yeah, I have no problem with him taking that shot. I mean, of course, you would like Durant, Clay, or Steph. You would like them to take it, but the nigga was wide open. Y'all had a 5-on-4. I mean,
that's like Jordan passing it to Steve Kerr or Paxson, and they pass up the shot. Like, nigga, you need to go to the bench. You open, shoot it. Quinn Cook's been shooting 44% from three. Like, you wide open. You got to shoot it.
I have a thing to say, fellas. One person who's not getting enough blame for the shitty ass play, Draymond Green. Draymond Green.
He had 6 turnovers. I didn't even know that.
Yeah, he did have 6.
Draymond Green been really the last 2 years. He's been falling since that first win. That first win, he's been falling off. He's been living on reputation ever since.
Quick point on him. I was telling Gary earlier. Have y'all seen his mama on Twitter, bro?
What about? Well, I seen her. Yeah.
Like, she be retweeting. Like, she be retweeting stuff like the Warriors bench sucks and stuff like that, and I don't know. It's just crazy to me because they say she the team mom, but when I hear it's a difference between like trying to be a fan and a like you gotta be it's a tricky line. Tricky line.
Gotta be politically correct.
Yeah. No, that makes sense. So who in here is picking the Rockets tomorrow? Anybody? I mean, Gary. So you picking the Rockets tomorrow, Gary?
Yeah, I got them.
Anybody else?
I mean, of course, I want them to win, but it's just going to – I know they're going to come out.
I need a prediction out of you, Vontae.
I'll give you one before the end of the podcast.
That bitch scared, man.
I put a quesadilla on it. Yeah.
It got to be diet, though.
Nah, put a bottle of that hen on it.
Man, you don't drink?
Y'all give me a blood bottle, too.
No, you start, nigga. Bro, don't start. Don't just say
you think of an 18-year-old Lou, bro. That's not Lou no more.
He just started drinking with his wife. They don't count, nigga. Y'all doing this shit at home.
no matter what I do, it goes down.
Two shots, you going to bed. Yep.
Move on after this if y'all want to, but I think it's gonna be interesting tomorrow game. If they come out and deliver, if the Warriors come out and deliver that first punch and Houston takes it, that's going to, I think that'll, like, that's going to really throw the Warriors, like.
Come on, Luke.
Like,
it sounded like to me when we get to the end of this podcast, you still going to pick the Warriors. You is out
of here.
I'm sick of you. This nigga still finna pick the Rockets.
Yeah, you said Warriors.
I mean Rockets. He's still trying to. Say the Rockets don't win.
I say Harden needs to go dumb like 50.
I mean, he's due for the game.
He do it. He can do it.
He was due last year against the Spurs too in Game 6 when he got embarrassed in the last game.
Hey, it's okay. He back. He back.
I mean, it's a difference. Like I think last year, I honestly think he just ran out of gas. This year. I think he's just playing bad right now. Like I think he's refreshed. Like you said, Chris Paul been. I don't know. The Rockets done. Like people always say, oh, you gotta adjust to the Warriors. The Warriors have adjusted to the Rockets. They're playing their game, and it ain't working out for them.
Rockets have the Warriors on the ropes. That's the advantage. They up 3-2. You got them on the ropes.
I mean, you got two games to win one. So.
Have you seen how KD like kind of withering under the adversity now? Like last year, he didn't have no adversity on the court. It was easy breezy. They sweeping team.
Sweep.
Look at the last two games. We all know KD got that bitch in him. He got the dog in him too, but the bitch showing up hard.
KD would have been all right if he just had used some Murray's and a brush in some part of his life. But he don't got that dog in him because he ain't never brushed his hair. He don't know how it feel to get that hard brush across your head.
He ain't never had a rain formation form in his life.
Or even if like you a millionaire, bro, if you want somebody to brush your hair for you, like you gotta
pay somebody. Yeah, exactly.
Something. Hey, you can put a relaxer on it and you gotta brush it again, like something, bro. Like BBs, bro. It doesn't mean. People
I'm telling you, man. He literally shit out of Kenya, bro.
Bro, BBs, bro.
That nigga was in Wakanda. He was on Black Panther doing a little shake and shit. Wakanda forever. That's him. He had fresh hair. Even the nigga who played the dude with Kobe had a fresh thing with a brush haircut. But KD don't.
He made way too much money to have his head looking like that. Way too
niggas
too.
In Wakanda had fresh fade, son.
I'm tired of looking at LeBron here too. Like that gap in the middle, I'm tired of that too.
Man, we ain't even talked about that series really.
I got a question. Is do you think the Celtics are getting enough credit? Because I still see people dogging them on other networks. Dogging them talking about they have no chance. They've been saying this since round one. They wasn't supposed to make it past round one, but look at them now in the Eagles Zoom conference.
Eagles, I'm telling you. That's all it is. So when they lost Carson Wentz, oh, they ain't going to make it.
But look at how I respect, like, Brad Stevens is coach of the year, hands down. Hands down. Brad Stevens got people playing like a team, playing hard. They're young, but they're losing on the road, but still, they play a different animal at home.
Hey, real fast. Hey, Lou. Lou. Yeah, Vontae and Lou got kicked or something like that.
Yeah, he got kicked out because he ain't saying shit.
Hold on.
I'm trying to get Vontae back. I think he got kicked off or something.
Yeah, that's why I stopped it and tried
to. Even the album, no, he ain't saying nothing. So kick his ass to the curb for the day.
are you picking a Rocket still? Okay, bet.
But I mean, until we get him back, we could definitely get into the Cavs Celtics. So obviously that's tonight. So who y'all got tonight?
I'm taking the Celtics playing bad on the road more so than I'm playing Brown play good at home. Celtics are terrible on the road.
I feel like the Celtics probably will play hard for once on the road and probably steal one. They only won one time on the road, and that was against Philly. And that's when Philly just gave the fuck up. Philly is a soft team. They were overrated from the get-go, and I kept saying it. They're a soft bunch.
We're gonna get Vontae back on. I can combine this one, so I'm gonna stop this one and I'm gonna get y'all right back on, bro. Hold on.
Yeah. Brief intermission. Yeah.
Technical difficulties.
Did Trey say something?
Yeah, Trey said he gotta make a phone call.
Okay.
Yeah, Vontae, you here?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right.
Well, yeah, we was trying to get into Cavs Celtics again. y'all, who y'all got tonight?
I got the Celtics because they finally might play a real game on the road.
Yo.
You got the Celtics thinking they gonna win their first home game this series.
Man, hey, I'm gonna tell y'all this. Gary talking about he don't got no basketball team. Gary a Celtics fan, bro. I'm telling y'all.
Hey, so, Gary.
I've been liking the Celtics since KG got there, okay? I'm a KG fan. Wherever KG go, I go. Besides, I'm sorry ass team.
I never knew that, bro. I'm just learning.
He didn't know that either. He just made that up.
No, I don't.
And they became a Celtics fan from playing 2K, bro.
Nope. I've been following KG forever. KG went to the Celtics. I went to the Celtics.
So you was a Minnesota fan back in the day?
No.
I like KG. I didn't like Minnesota. I like KG. Minnesota had my nigga on TV crying because he wanted to win, and they was giving my help to
win. I thought you was a Rockets fan.
No, I'm a KG fan. Okay, if KG went, I would. I like the Rockets too because it's my hometown team. But,
Oh, no, Gary. No, you can't be on here.
Gary,
a
Vancouver Grizzly fan.
Because to me, basketball ain't a true team sport, bro. It's only two or three teams that play true team basketball.
It is, though, bro. I'm a Laker fan forever. I can't switch. Even though
nigga,
I'm
you got Kobe five fan, teams. You got the one. I know. Every year
no, nigga, no. No, I'm not. Oh, never stop. Like, don't even lie to these people.
The Wolves going to be the one. How many times you say that shit? The Wolves going to be the team this year. You got like five.
Nigga, the Warriors got the best team. What are you talking about? There they going to win. The Lakers not winning nothing.
You are like you might be a Laker fan, but you got your other squads too.
No, nigga, no, I don't. The Warriors are the best team. Of course, they gonna win.
No, I'm talking the Wolves. The Warriors,
the Wolves, bro. The Wolves.
Yeah,
you better watch out for them.
I'd be like, watch out for them. That don't mean I'm a fan of that team. I say, watch out. Like next year, I'm gonna say, watch out for the Bulls. They got some new pieces.
Your predictions for basketball better than it was football. Your football team is straight trash.
I thought. What, the Cowboys?
No, your football team, you'd be like, watch out for that team in football. Your team, you'd be picking the wrong one.
I said, watch out for the Jags. What happened?
Nigga, you said that 3-4 years
ago. Oh, okay, okay. I've been telling y'all, watch out for the Jags.
And what I said in the chat, it about time. Shit, you keep getting top five picks and all that money. Somebody got to
eat. All I know is they here. That's all
you,
I know.
You can't. Like, that's all right. I know. Last nigga said they here, it's been 10 years on the playoff run.
Who?
So, Jags, nigga. That was last time they said, we here.
All I know is they beat the Steelers twice this year. That's all I know. I don't know the Steelers.
They can't do it again.
That's all I know.
Can't do it again.
Oh, Gary, you can't be that man. You can't be that person, bro. They beat y'all twice, but you can't say that.
I don't give a fuck. I'm a true Steelers fan. That shit was weak.
Hey, y'all lost, bro. It might have been weak, but it's the playoffs, bro.
We had some bad calls. We got held and everything, but fuck it. You can't do that by the referees.
Why y'all just dissing the Celtics this Cavs series like that?
We found out he's a Celtics fan. He got the Celtics tonight. Who y'all got?
I just feel like they didn't get enough respect because we know nobody expected them to go past round one.
He said it right the first time, us.
Round one. All right, round one, you get round one. I didn't think they were going to go past round one, for real. Yeah, that's our plan, but nobody expected them. But they didn't even get respect all year long. And we talking about how good LeBron is. LeBron is great. We going to miss that nigga when he retires. We ain't gonna never see a dude like this again for probably another 30 years. 30 years. Nigga, 6'8". He came in at 18 years old with ball from day one to day he retired. No slump.
But you picking the Celtics, correct?
Yeah, I'm picking the Celtics.
Okay. Trey Vontae, who y'all got?
In the series or tonight?
Tonight.
Cavs.
I got Cavs winning the series until they lose, bro. Like,
that's a bullshit ass prediction. Until they lose, this nigga just say you got the Cavs.
I feel like LeBron play his best ball when his back up against the wall, and in the game seven, I'm not betting against LeBron, bro.
I'm gonna look at the other network. They was saying they was making every excuse talking about LeBron don't got no help. Let's get to real, fellas. LeBron might not have no help because it's LeBron's fault. LeBron make the decisions in Cleveland. LeBron got half the team traded away. Now y'all saying he don't got help? When that trade person went down, everybody said, even me included, they got a nice haul. But then you got to start thinking about it.
So who got traded away? You talking about Kyrie?
No, I'm talking about the trade after the Kyrie trade, when everybody got the mid-season trade in November.
The same talent. And he kept Kevin Love. I mean, other than that, same talent.
They got a bunch of role players. They never been there before.
D Rose knee was D Rose's knee. Like Isaiah Thomas' hip was messed up. It's same talent. It wasn't no different.
Yeah. Then everybody got traded. And then they got Clarkson, Larry Nance, Rodney Hood.
Same talent.
Same talent, but it's worse because none of them don't got no experience. Rodney Hood got 1 year playoff experience. He on the bottom of the bench. Didn't want to come in the Toronto series. Clarkson and Nance are basically toxic because it came from the Lakers. And the Lakers been tanking. So they got the
It sounds like you making a point that he don't have help. Like,
no, I'm just saying he has the same, like Lou said, it's the same type of talent.
But
from the get go.
Him, how is his fault? Because if he wanted him traded away, he got the same talent in return. Like, his team ain't worse because of him, though.
Yeah, but he's one. But everybody know LeBron makes the calls. He didn't want the Kyrie trade. Everybody know he didn't want the Kyrie trade. You know the Kyrie trade happened because Griffin left. They didn't want to keep Griffin, and who LeBron wanted to keep. Then whoever was in Griffin place did the dumb shit and traded Kyrie.
Another thing that people don't talk about a lot is the Cavs. Another reason Kyrie got mad and wanted to be traded. The Cavs had a trade in place for Bledsoe and Paul George with Kyrie in it. And he found out about that, and then that pushed him over the top. Maybe he didn't like LeBron anyway or whatever, but him hearing about that pushed him over the top. It's like, all right, bro, get me out of here.
But also, LeBron is like the king of passive aggressiveness. LeBron be mad at your ass, but you don't know.
He's very passive aggressive.
For all the stuff LeBron talk about, LeBron can never be a man and be straight up like, I'm not fucking with you right now.
Did you say you sorry, Trey?
No, I said my bad. Yeah, I said sorry, Trey. You about to talk, so I'll cut you off. That's what I'm saying. Right. Okay. He just need to be a man and be like, hey, I don't fuck with you, Kyrie, but we can make this work on the basketball level. Be real. Just be real.
Go ahead,
Rashad.
Enough. Like, I think finding about the trades would push Kyrie over there. I think they got along enough. Like in the All-Star game, when they came back together. They was, you know, giggling on the sideline and stuff. They got along. It wasn't that serious.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, that's what I was just about to say. I think it had more to do with that trade because Kyrie got to start thinking about his future. Like, dang, they gonna get if they want to keep LeBron, they gonna do anything to make him happy at the end of the season.
You know what I'm saying?
Kyrie would miss more than 15 games last 3 seasons. He like CP3 coming.
Or if you think about it, or he could have looked at it like this. If LeBron leave, then what are we going to do? What do we got here? I mean, what's my career going to be like? So
Yeah.
I definitely think Kyrie going to the Celtics was the best thing for him. I think in the long run, for his future, for everything he's finna do, being with Brad Stevens, being with the Celtics, I think that was the best thing for them. And that was the best thing for the Celtics too. And they got rid of Isaiah, a midget with a bad hip. Like,
hey, the game started in 12 minutes, so we gotta go to another topic. We got one topic left, which I want to talk about.
I want to talk about the Clay extension.
No. I want to talk about, because we got time to talk about this game. I want to talk about everybody feelings on the rule in the NFL.
Oh yeah, I got a lot for you. You can go first, Vontae. You can go first.
I'll let Gary go first because I know he got a strong opinion on it.
Fuck him. Shit. Fuck him. What the fuck? It's like every day I wake up and I see dumb shit about Trump, I feel like, man, is this a dream? Is this a fucking dream? It's like an
idiot. Explain what your feelings about how it got to do with Trump and everything like that.
The thing is, the owners, the NFL is light years behind the NBA when it comes to social injustice and social issues.
Very true. Very true.
Very fucking true. The NBA have all their players back. And the NBA is what, 89% black? 80, I don't know. It's high. It's high.
They both high. But yeah, to back up that statement, we can give examples real quick from the Donald Sterling stuff when the Clippers, you know, took their jumpsuits off in the middle of the floor, to the I Can't Breathe t-shirts, to the hoodies back when Trayvon got shot, when the Heat had the hoodie thing. So, like you said, the NBA is very much more open to letting people discuss. Now, they won't let you kneel, but that's actually in the rules already. It's not like they making it up on the fly. Like, it's already in there, so they can't be done. Now, if there was a time when niggas really wanted to make a statement in the NBA, they could make a statement and have them have to switch that. But, again, these are niggas who you asking to risk their livelihood, risk their families they're taking care of, in the NFL as well. So, I mean, I would love them to, but I can understand where they come from when they don't want to, you know, lose that opportunity to make that money for them and their family. But, exactly.
But my thing is, because if you look back, I can't remember exactly what year, I have to look that up, but I think it was 2009 after 9/11 when they started standing in the NFL, because they used to play it before they even came out, correct?
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's true.
They and then the military pays the NFL. Like, this is just like everything else in America. This goes to money.
That's all it's about.
This is bald fake patriotism. Patriotism.
Yeah. And then it makes me mad because no matter how many times the player would say it's not about the military, it's not about the flag, people have in their head, oh, that's what it's about. So it's just like you said, it's a money thing, bro.
I get tired of arguing that. People are just dumb. I can't argue with that.
Like people literally refuse. Yeah, they are, Trey. People like literally refuse to even sit down and actually try to figure out why Colin even started kneeling. Like, they don't care. All they see is this piece of cloth that they disrespect all the time. Nigga, the Chiefs, literally at the end of the anthem, they don't even say home of the brave. They say home of the Chiefs. Nigga, is that not disrespectful? What are you saying? Like,
they do that?
It's crazy. Yeah, they do that, bro. The Chiefs literally do that every home game.
That's disrespectful. So,
exactly.
Super Bowl since 1966, nigga.
It don't have nothing to do with football.
Exactly, though. But if you want to get deep into it, like they say, you should. You're not supposed to fold a flag. It's a lot of disrespect. Just like they pull it out before the game. You're not supposed to do that. Like, you're not supposed to lay it flat.
They sell. I mean, you go to a football game, the national anthem. They selling stuff during the national anthem. People be out there buying stuff.
Exactly.
It's about money, and I wish they was the money.
Yeah, let me tell you what the coon, I mean, Jason Whitlock said.
Oh, you said it right. You said it right, nigga. You said coon. You said it right.
Let me tell you what he said. He was like, since the NFL is a TV show, the owners are paying the players. It's a big entertainment thing. You can't wear like the hey, so if they pee during the anthem and they stand up and they say it wrong, it don't matter. But the players, since they're part of the TV show, has to come off right now. That was his
point. Okay, that's a bullshit point, but can I say this for one time, fellas? If we ever get, please have bond money on the ready, because if I see Whitlock, we squaring up in front of everybody on national TV, I am getting arrested by 16 security guards, and I'm going to need bail money.
That man has literally made his own niche out of being the, oh, I'm going to be on the opposite side of the black people just so I can fit in this little niche and stand out. Like, he has made a career out of that, which is crazy.
But I hope Shannon Sharp come to my aid and bail me out, because I'm going to shout him out before I do my first punch. So I'm going to need Stephen A, Shannon Sharp, Charles Barkley.
Team's going to be fine if player – have they came out with the figure yet?
No, I haven't seen a figure.
But you know it's bad when the Jets, the center of mediocrity and shitty-ass deals and shitty franchise quarterbacks come first team to step up and say, I'm going to pay for my players. And I am very disappointed in my own Rooney family, and not the Rooney family in total, but Art Rooney.
Oh,
I think that's the one.
Oh, we don't want to get into being disappointed in Orne, disappointed in
Orne. No, I'm not even going to talk about Jerry Jones. Jerry Jones got percentage in the clan that we just don't know about. He a grand dragon. He got the red.
Exactly. But I'm disappointed. That out of there.
I am disappointed because if Pops was here, you know, my boy Dan Rooney was here, he would be swinging on his brother right now for defending that bullshit. Dan Rooney passed last year. He would stand for the bullshit. And rest in peace, Dan Rooney. You the man.
And they said the biggest thing was trying to, like, take it out of football. I mean, trying to take politics, whatever, out of football. You don't think it's going to be a distraction if you keep half of the team in the locker room and half of the team come out? Like, you don't think people going to talk about that?
Exactly. Like, they literally took something – and who would have thought they could have made it worse? So now you got people who, like Vontae said, you're going to have some white people who, I don't care, they feel the same way as other white people outside do. They're going to stand on the sideline regardless. And then you got black people, fellow players looking at them crazy like, oh, that's how you really feel? Like, so that's going to cause the division there. So you really just done made this whole thing worse.
But I think it was Trey Ass, or who was it, Ass High, relates back to Trump. Because I don't know if you saw Mike Pence put out a tweet talking about winning. That's all this administration is about, bro, is dividing people. And this is exactly what they want. Because like you said,
Trump don't care about the country, bro. It's his show, bro. We just here. This is a fucking minstrel show, nigga. What a blackface said in the coon shows. This is what we at. This is 1925. We just don't know it. Every day I just wake up and I live life and forget I got a president.
That nigga had the nerves to say, I think he had the nerves to say something to the extent of they don't stand. They don't
come out of the country. So what you sound like? What you sound like? You sound like a Klan member.
AKA what he wanna say is go back to Africa. That's what he wanna say.
That's exactly what he wanna say.
Africa is a beautiful country, but but I'm gonna just say this on my little political shit. It's the last time I say anything about it ever again. Black people we love each other, but at the end of the day, we gotta look back at old shit. We are born to be crab in the bucket motherfuckers. Let me explain. Black people, so I understand tribes against tribe. You know, black people did it. Latin cultures did it. You know, we conquer a village and we use them as slaves in our own. But then it goes to a whole other level when you conquer a village and you sell it to the European white man that comes to your village.
No, I completely agree. We still are. We as black people have not gotten through that. What white people did to us. And they made us turn on each other, and you see it today. Like all we think about is negative things with each other, whether that's not supporting each other, whether that's nigga, the first thing you do, what you talk about, like I'm finna get this whip, I'm finna stun on niggas. Niggas ain't even thinking about you. Why are you thinking about being down on another nigga? Like we again, that came from the slave trades, from you know, the white folks making us hate each other. From the light-skinned house niggas to the not house niggas, and we still have that mentality today of not sticking together. And
speak that shit, Lou.
I mean, you're right though, because you look at a lot of people, like white people, they start a business, they gonna help two, three other people start. They gonna tell them. Black people feel like, oh, I gotta keep this to myself. I gotta forget, like you said, forget these niggas. I'm gonna be the richest. Like,
exactly.
But we also look like. And we also look like if we give a helping hand to somebody or show some compassion to someone, we look at each other like we weak.
Exactly. Like, hell yeah.
And that's ridiculous.
For real.
Like, that's ridiculous as fuck. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just we're born to be crab in the bucket people. We learn how, we read more. When I say read, not the Zane books, not these books these women be reading, these Zane Chronicles. Stop reading this sexual bullshit. You start reading shit that can give you some knowledge. Start educating yourself. Don't believe the shit on the news, because the news is going to tell you what the fuck they want to tell you. Education is key, bro. I don't even give a fuck if you go to college, get a degree, and all that. Just fucking self-educate. Read. Read a motherfucking book. Put the fucking Sports Illustrated down. Put the Playboy Hustle magazines down. You got to still read them. But, like, just read a fucking book. Read a fucking book. Educate yourself, man. Because the shit that you ain't gonna learn shit in school. Tell you that right now. You ain't learning shit in school.
I think we all can agree that it's some bull. They made it worse. People, it's not. There's not gonna be a change. Like what happens when you protest is if you tell somebody, if I start protesting and you tell me, nah, don't do it like that. Don't do it like that. That's making you comfortable. Change comes when people are made uncomfortable, when their pockets start getting tapped, when the issues are brought to their face. If somebody would have told Rosa, no, don't do it like that, and do it a different way, do it like this, wouldn't no change have happened, because nobody would have been uncomfortable. Kneeling makes people uncomfortable, which starts to talk, which brings the change, but people don't want to see that.
I want to start losing money. People start watching. You're right.
But that's exactly.
But Look at this. You guys touch people's pockets, bro. Because look, we all been broke down before. Some of us broke now, me. But it's just like when you hit their pocketbook, they start giving a fuck.
Nah,
we
but
all know the NFL is a good old boys club, bro. NFL is a good old boys club.
I feel like if players kneel today, it's gonna take away from like what the real issue is, and it's gonna be like, oh, people, they just doing this just to defy the NFL. Like, it's still about
the meal.
And just
nobody wants to listen. That's all.
At all. Nobody wants to hear. The reason Colin is kneeling is because of black folks dying for no reason. You can go, Trey. My bad.
Sterling Brown, what's his name?
Yeah.
Sterling Brown.
Yeah, the video. That's why Colin is kneeling, for stuff like that. For a nigga who's supposed to, for a simple parking ticket escalates into a nigga being on a 30 degree cold day on the pavement. Getting tased by five niggas is holding you down. That's why Colin is kneeling. But white people, a large amount of white people do not want to hear that. It makes them uncomfortable. They don't want to help in our cause. They don't care at all.
Or they give you this. Well, what about black people killing black people?
Exactly. So, but as we know, when black people kill black people, when that nigga killed that nigga, the nigga goes to jail. When a police officer does something to a black nigga, nothing happens. He gets suspended for 5 days with pay, and he back on his job.
I'm gonna just say this. Black and brown are the same thing. Black and brown are the most people that's populated in jail. All that other shit. The black and brown people are the hunted people. Yeah. But also, people don't know white folks got on welfare more than anybody else.
No, what kills me. I'm gonna make this a short point. What kills me is when black people talk about prison reform, these white people be silent. I literally saw a story a while ago about, I think it was a 79-year-old man raped a 5-year-old girl. He got, I think, 6 months of house arrest.
Huh?
5-year-old girl.
6 months.
And they was white or black? Yep.
No, they was both. I meant they was white, but the family lawyer was like, I mean, the dude, he was like, obviously the dude is very wealthy. When you're wealthy, you get certain favors. And he's not lying then in the comments. Oh, see, this is why we need prison reform. So when it's happening, I mean, and don't get me wrong, I do. When kids get raped, man, like, I agree, they should be gone for life, bro. But you can't forget about black people too, who's in there for simple stuff, drugs, bro. Like,
yeah. I feel like there's so many people in prison over drugs, and most of the people who are in prison over drugs are the drug user. That's their choice to hurt themselves. So you getting them 10, 15 years for keeping possession of drugs. 3-strike laws is kind of fucked up and screwed.
I mean, but then again, I mean, I'm kind of conflicted about it too, because the people, drug dealers who's pushing drugs into the communities, they're destroying our community as well.
Well, that's the difference. That's why you say the drug users instead of the drug dealer. Honestly.
Yes, exactly. But also, I have one more point on that. It's so you can, in certain states, you can kill two people and get out of jail before you have, before you, You can get out of jail before somebody who had a Kia dope. You got two murders. You out in 15. The nigga who got a Kia cocaine, that nigga in there for 30.
And as we've seen, black people on a large scale get way more harsher penalties than white people do. Like, it's proven. Can't nobody say that's not true. Like, you can just go look that up. On a large scale, black people can do even a lesser crime or the same crime and get much less time than a white person.
Yeah.
I got
a true story. I was in McDonald's at the Walmart. I met a guy. He told me he did AC units. He was an ex-con. You know what he did? Transport cocaine. You know how? By plane. Just like the movies. The white boy with the cocaine. You know how much time he did? Like 3 years, 3 to 5 in like Club Fed. Easy shit. 3 to 5 transporting coke. Cross state, cross country line. You know, Mexico or whatever to the United States. Let my black ass have 3 keys and 2 pounds of weed go from here to Atlanta. Nigga, that's 25 to life.
I mean, it's all about how, like, it's more about people's mental makeup too. Because if you look at, and that's why I'm so glad it's not a black person doing like all these school shootings, because they would bring up everything to make him out to be a bad guy. But then the white kid do it as well. I mean, he was bullied. I mean, he didn't have friends. Like,
he grew up in a single parent home.
Yeah,
so that's called the hood, nigga. I don't like to be honest, I don't care for bullying at all. That's my PSA. I don't care for bullying, but I will not use bullying as an excuse or a crutch for any motherfucker who's gonna shoot up a school. Then the white parents who been knowing a kid fucked up in the head could be all on the news and the press conference talking about, my child is a good child, he was bullied. So, bitch, why you didn't do nothing about it? You know what I'm saying? Don't wait till the nigga go cuckoo. Just so I act like you the best child in the world.
I did see something somewhere in media where they were like, do we start charging parents?
Yes. 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 Yes.
Well, and that's crazy. That's crazy because this recent shooting, the nigga had he had his daddy guns. So it's like, does the daddy need to be charged for that? Because that's,
yes, you know what I'm saying? Yes. Yes, if you know your kid is fucked up in the head, we all know our children, if you have children. You know if your kid is bad as hell. You know if your kid is kind of fucked up. You know.
I feel like you still got to hold that person responsible. You can't.
Yeah, still, yeah, exactly. They both can get charged. I don't give a fuck. Both get charged.
Maybe the day don't get charged as harsh. But do y'all think he should be charged with something?
Yeah, because he can have neglect. His weapons. His weapons are out, not locked up.
If you hop in the car with your homeboy, he say, hey, rob me real quick. And he roll up and shoot somebody. You in the car, you know he's going to do it. You getting charged too.
Yeah, you getting charged too.
That's very correct. Even
if you got like a couple grams of weed on you, they're going to charge everybody in the car. They don't do that bullshit no more. Like, who weed is it? Now they can charge everybody now.
That's true.
Yep.
So it's all about. I think we could
agree the daddy should be charged with something. Obviously not the same murder charges.
It should be neglect. It should be neglect because if your weapons are not locked up, it's on him.
Child neglect. He shouldn't be able to take care of no kids versus law. He done it.
And take them guns away and put their strike on the record.
Yeah, that too.
I'm conflicted though, because I said people always, like, I see people like, oh, we wouldn't have these problems if people just monitored and raised their children. I mean, bro,
man,
I
know, that ain't possible.
But I know that's people, not possible. No, that's what I'm saying. I know people who were raised right, bro. Like, people are gonna do what they want to do regardless, no matter how much you raise. I mean, life is all
exactly.
about life is all about
choice.
Well, but that's the thing though. You say they were raised, so that's past tense. So if they're already raised, they're 17, 18, older, you've done your job. The parent can't get charged after that, but they 13 and 12, like this middle school shooting. Like, come on, man.
Yeah, that middle school shooting is no. But it's like, at this point, it's sad to say, I'm numb to the shit. I'm very numb to it now. I don't get no emotions from it. You know, I might get killed on social media. Who cares? I don't have it. But I'm just saying, I get numb to it, bro. I'm very numb to it. because it's the same shit for decades. This shit ain't just happened last year. This shit been happening since the fucking 80s. And if you think about it, what's the main factor in this shit? A white kid in a white school.
Hey, Lou, I remember when we was in...
Yeah.
I think when we was in Tyler, the Virginia Tech shooting?
Yep, that was in Tyler. It was in Tyler.
I was just looking up all the details, going back and looking at the Columbine shooting and looking at the detailed timeline.
That shit happened in 98. Like 97,
99.
That was like the first major one, but that shit been happening, bro. It was in the early 90s. They had shit like that in LA. They had race riots, race fights, shootings. This shit been going on since the beginning of time, bro. School shooters ain't nothing new. The news just uses... News is used as propaganda to scare people and talk about it, and within 15 minutes, it's over. But I was, that's what pisses me off.
You know what I was talking about?
15 minutes, and it's over.
Talking to one of my old heads about it. Like they said, you go to a school in the hood anywhere, why this don't happen at black schools? They got metal detectors up in these black schools, but they ain't gonna put them in a white school.
Yeah, because they don't want to feel it. They're going to say this. My child feels like a prisoner in his own school. I'd rather feel like a prisoner than have a bullet in my ass.
True.
Yeah. For real. Safety first, bitch.
Dang. Well, I know y'all want to get in there and watch this game. So, I mean,
I'm not watching the game.
Let me ask you before we go to any, any of y'all own guns? Well, I know Trey, you probably also do, right?
Yes, I mean, we take that as a yes, he has own guns.
Man, put me on the spot.
Military man. Hey, we also need to say that he is a veteran, okay? Trey is a veteran, so he has very valid points.
I don't have none currently, but I definitely want to take my wife and go, shooting and get us one just for protection purposes.
It's a good idea.
Just for protection.
Get your license, $300. You good?
Well, I mean, I want one at home for protection. I'm not necessarily a fan of the. Open
field. Oh yeah, me neither.
Well, I'm just saying, because if anything happens, and God forbid, a black man is somewhere with a gun on his hip, or they're gonna automatically think you did. Like, look at the situation happen. What was it at in Dallas?
What's that?
I don't know, bro.
What was you talking about?
What was that shooting when the cops got killed in Dallas?
Some years ago.
Was that
2 years ago
at the protest?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. Uh huh.
And it was a black guy with a gun, and I mean, they was like putting his picture all up on Twitter, like, oh,
he wasn't even the right guy.
They just saw him with a gun.
He was just there open carry.
And I also don't condone all the retaliation shootings by these weirdos who were shooting innocent police officers and good policemen and women.
Yeah, we don't never
condone. I don't condone that shit at all.
Dumb as dumb.
That was just dumb as dumb. Like, I don't own a gun at all right now. But it's easy for me to get a gun like a parking spot. And that's bad. And that's how easy guns are easy to get access to. You can get a gun better than you get a parking spot downtown Houston. I'll tell you know about it.
Yeah.
Downtown Houston is horrible. You cannot find a parking spot. But I bet you I can get a gun in 20 minutes before you get your parking spot. One phone call.
Yeah,
FBI, do not be listening to this phone. This, FBI and ATF, do not listen to this podcast. Do not record my voice. Do not have my permission.
I was going to say, my final thing, because I'm glad you brought up the good cop. Like, I'm conflicted on the good cops because I feel like...
They don't say nothing. They don't do nothing.
And I feel like when you don't say nothing or speak up, like, you're just as responsible as they are.
Best responsible.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
My oldest brother
is a cop. Like, I understand what you're talking about. My oldest brother is a cop. My best friend a cop. You don't know who does what. You know what I'm saying? But I feel like every cop should have a duty to the community and to the people to fuck that protecting each other in the bad shit. So, you telling me, is there cops that are afraid to speak out because they'd be like, hey, you got to protect your brothers in blue or whatever. But, example, if that cop beat an old lady, playing drugs on that old lady, I mean, an old man, you're going to be like, oh, yeah, he came out with a gun on us and all that bullshit. No, I'm straight snitching. I don't give a fuck. Fuck that boys in blue code shit. I'm snitching. because it's enough of that shit going on. It's enough bullshit going on. I'm snitching.
Like you said, we got the game coming on. Some of us niggas got to eat. So.
Yeah, bro. Yeah.
Your ass always eating.
Game coming on. I mean, it's already on. But yeah, I know y'all want to get to that. So we definitely we had a great talk about everything. I think we got all our predictions in. I don't even know who I want to say. I'll go Cavs. I don't see them losing tonight. So I got Cavs tonight.
I got Celtics finally playing with some balls on the road. Celtics.
I mean, I don't know what the score is now, but I just got
5-4. Okay. 5-4 Boston.
I got Cavs.
LeBron going for a 40-point triple double and still lose.
It's your boy, Rashad the Prince, a.k.a. the Prince of the City, LGTV, the podcast. I'm signing off. Y'all boys have a good day.
All right. Lou, LGTV, man.
Big homie D, I'm out of here.
Hey.
I'm keeping it short. Y'all niggas get ready for episode 3. LGTV, I'm out.
Get it.